prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, and I am going to be your host for Pastor Butch. And I wanted to make a couple of announcements on his behalf, so I hope you have your pens and papers ready, because he will be in the office tomorrow. Today being Wednesday, August the 4th, 2021, and so tomorrow is Thursday. He'll be in the office from 9 to 4 Eastern to take orders, and the phone numbers to contact are 1-800-777-4403, or you can also call 304-846-4448. The first 100 callers during his open hours tomorrow will be able to get for free three tickets to a function in St. Charles, Missouri. And he also has some No Fear t-shirts that are royal blue with a lion standing amidst a pack of, or herd of sheep, I should say, where the sheep are wearing masks and the lion is not. So please check out his t-shirts and give him a call tomorrow between 9 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time and place your orders. So I'm very appreciative to be on the call to decision today, and I have many sad facts and important facts to announce to all of you. All of you are very much aware that I am here in Northern California. I'm an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And while we're raging with the COVID and the Delta and all of the fear around all of that, we are having massive water restrictions here in California. It will affect all of your food supply everywhere throughout the country and beyond. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's a fake water shortage. All of you know about primary water. And if you do one thing after this show is over this evening, it would be to share what water really is by going to primarywater.org, our website, primarywater.org. Of course, by now I hope you all realize that water comes from down below the mantle of the earth, and it is made by two gases, hydrogen and oxygen, which turn to vapor. That then liquefies and then emerges most of the time. We are the water planet. Everywhere where you are standing, water is below, everywhere. And we're being pummeled with an illusion that water is a finite resource, just like we were pummeled with the illusion and largely sold the illusion to our kids that petroleum was a fossil fuel, came from dead dinosaurs. Of course, we know it never did. Please stop the illusion that we're running out of water, because you will die. All of us will die will have massive food shortages, and it is coming on heavy now. I'm going to talk about this for a bit, and then I'm going to be talking about some war documents that I discovered here in Northern California. We're at war, and we have all the branches of military launched against us. We have all of the corporate networks that are operating this country launched against us. But as far as water goes, it's the driver of the entire world, of our environment, of our homes, of our cities, of everything we are present is water, and of the future. But water gives us life, and that is now being taken away by those that are continuing to destroy us and massively genocide the populations. So what is happening here in California with water is several things. I'm going to just do a general overlay because I have specific interviews about what is happening here on StopTheCrime.net on my Odyssey video file, or my video section, and you can go and listen to it. And I will be talking about some other breaking news that I have posted on my video channel as well, as well as if you sign up when you get on to StopTheCrime.net, you will receive some email blast outs. If you haven't done that, you've missed a number of vital email blast outs, and I will, though, go over a few of those this evening so that some of you can catch up, because some of these you need to know about. So as far as the water goes, generally, what we're finding is massive restrictions of water down to areas where they cannot turn on water outside at all. No outside watering. Now, I found a very interesting transition being told us in the last couple of weeks, and this goes to what I've been saying for years. What they've been telling us now is that we have to, in many areas, and the gallons per minute per person per day varies. But we've had many cities now say that people can no longer use more than 55 gallons of water per person per day for health and safety. And they've never used those words behind that minimal use of water before, for health and safety. In other words, for bathing and hygiene and for drinking. But not beyond that. That's it. It's only for health and safety. The reason they've now transitioned into that definition behind the limited water use is because they will take that water use away. And your local health department will be instructed by the controllers of this world to tell you, if you do not have water to sustain your health and safety, you will be relocated to another location where you will be safe. And we have already identified where many of those locations will be besides the FEMA camps. But they will be in abandoned buildings and in hotels that will be repurposed. Turnkey buildings will be an opportunity for a while as they literally pull people off of rural lands called the WUI, Wildlands Urban Interface. What they want now is people off of the rural lands, farmers, ranchers, vineyard owners, et cetera, off the world land, rural lands. So they're massively reducing the use of water. As I said, some areas you cannot water anything outside. Today it was just announced in the newspaper that the water regulators are imposing new water limits throughout the Central Valley of California. That would be the Sacramento and the San Joaquin Delta area. And they're going to be hitting farmers particularly hard. Farmers have been hit particularly hard in that region for many, many, many years, but now they're not going to be able to draw water at all. Now, these people are losing their farms and ranches because they don't know about primary water. And for all of you listening, if you do nothing else but to spread this information and help people drill and get to primary water if they're on farms or ranches, that is something I must ask you all to do. We must now do something. And certainly, you can go to primarywater.org, download the flyers, and start spreading them around. Learn what it is yourself as best you can, but understand right now as we speak, people are now putting down their larger animals. In fact, an article just a couple of days ago in the newspaper said they're hard choices to confront, and owners are having to get rid of their large animals, particularly lots of animals like goats and horses that were pets. They don't have enough water for their animals. They're giving them up, or they're killing them. They're putting them down. This is what we face. There's a town here in Northern California on the coast. I mentioned this, I believe, perhaps before, but it's the town of Mendocino. Their wells are running dry because the drillers never knew how to drill for primary water. They don't know about primary water. So sadly, they've inadequately drilled depths and in locations that they never would have been able to get these people sustainable water. And it takes two people to locate primary water. It takes a primary water locator, either through equipment in finding the water down below, or by dowsing. And then you need the driller. And you really should, if you're able, to quickly get a primary water locator as soon as you can out to your farm or ranch. Get that water located and have a well drilling rig there with an operator, and get those wells drilled now. Soon you will not be able to drill for wells. They want you off your farmlands, off your ranches. They are destroying our food supply. So on primarywater.org, off on the right, if you scroll, you will see contacts for primary water locators. If you are in a position to look at scheduling that, I would recommend you do so immediately. These guys are being booked up, and so are the well drilling rigs as well. This is a very busy time for drilling anyway, in every season, but particularly now because people are understanding they're having to get to water. And every one of you, if you're on a municipal water supply and you're getting city water, you must get a whole house filtration system as soon as possible. And I believe that we have that information up now, I hope so, on our solutions page of stopthecrime.net. Otherwise, it is a whole house system. It is a smart filtration system, and it is wireless. I mean, it is not wireless, so that you don't have added increases with this particular equipment. And we purchased additional parts for it and filtration filters because of the reduced inventory in this country for all things plastic. So I would highly recommend all of you go through your needs that are plastic-based in any way, toothbrushes, the little tooth dimmy sticks, whatever it is that you use that's plastic, and if you need it, you need to stock up on it, you need to do that now, because resin is now being terminated in this country. We are being brought to our knees, and in order to survive, you must be more difficult to kill. And I say this with all seriousness. We don't have time now to wonder if what you hear me saying is correct or not. I've been in the documents for decades, and I have watched this happening. And I can tell you with clear conscience and with full knowledge that what I tell you is a fact, is a fact. And so please understand right now there are a few primary water drillers in Africa. They are drilling and trying to create some pond areas for the wildlife, just as in the western United States and beyond, and other countries as well. They have technologies of evaporation to reduce the water supply. Certainly they can create the inability of long-term of not allowing rain. They can cause it to rain. They could put out our fires. We would not have to be burning up. I just received an email today from Northern California. They're smoked out. They're coughing and choking. This is another kill method behind the fires. But they could put these fires out. Rothschild, a.k.a. also PG&E, has different permits throughout California for creating rain. They do all over the world. We know that China can create rain. In fact, that is what is going to be sold to every single one of us, that is going to force us into accepting the fake alteration of the weather, because we are going to cry to have it made so that we are not killed in the prospect of the severity of what is being done to us. And there will be regions of more decent weather for people that can afford to live in those regions. Most of us cannot. We're not in the club. The tornadoes, the floods, the fires, none of this has to happen. None of it. And it is. And I can tell you that they're eliminating the water. And when I look at the drillers in Africa that are doing their best to try to allow water for some of the elephants and some of the other wildlife there, it's all up to you here in the United States to help. For those of you, again, that are near ranches or farmland or rural lands, you've got to get out to these folks. You've got to start telling them about primary water. There's many, many videos on primarywater.org and primarywaterinstitute.org and more that shows the process of drilling, the easy aspect of reaching primary water, and the requirements to get to it. Because if you don't have water on your land, you don't have land. It's valueless. And right now, they're limiting the hauling in of potable water to help people survive on their land. I was just talking to a water hauler the other day. They're being limited immediately. They've got to cut back 50% of their water hauling. And the cities have plenty of water. In fact, we have information, inside information from a driller and a primary water locator that in the mid-70s, during a very significant drought here in Northern California, Santa Rosa secretly drilled and got to a couple of primary water wells that they capped. They could be using these wells that are pumping hundreds and hundreds of gallons per minute to help people not lose their farms and their animals. They don't care. They're watching this death happen all around. And I can tell you that the U.S. military is involved. And it is very, very concerning. I've recently found some documents on the Army website on how they're going to be focusing on areas here in Northern California, in Oregon, and all the way on up to Canada. And the agencies involved is the Department of Interior, and I've talked about the Department of Interior before. I found maps where they're going to use their SWAT teams to move people off of lands. That is a map that I featured in many of the videos I've done in the past, and in particular, if you have not yet watched Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power, you must. It's up on StopTheCrime.net on our Odyssey video channel. I re-uploaded it. It was a video I did back in 2014. So here's who we have attacking us right now. The Department of Interior, the Department of Agriculture, the USDA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the Army. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be collaborating and creating resilient lands and water partnerships located in California, Montana, and British Columbia. Now, just because you're not mentioned in these locations that I just said doesn't mean that you're not going to be hit with weather weapons that you will not survive being hit with. We're all being attacked, and we're being attacked in different ways for plausible deniability. And what they're saying is that they're going to be looking at these locations for new resilient lands and water sites, according to President Obama's announcement of the first set of resilient landscape and partnerships, and also Southwest Florida, Hawaii, Washington, and the Great Lakes region. So what is happening here is they're going to be looking at how they can recover with repeated assaults and attacks and the use of weather weapons and degradation of the wildlife, the plant life, and all the fires. And they say that there have been many years of historic drought, and it continues to plague the West Coast. And there is an enormous opportunity and responsibility across the federal, state, and private lands to protect and improve the landscapes that generate our most critical water supplies. Now they're calling us the crown here for the water necessary for the entire state of California. That is not true. Another mass deception. Water is under your feet. You don't need to buy Paraguay, presumably to buy up a water aquifer, as we've heard the Bush family to do, which is really about black goo. And if you don't know what that is, you should know what that is, because I've done some videos on that. But I can tell you that we face a monumental transition as humans. We are being massively genocided, vaccined to death, and droughted to death, fires everywhere, and reducing the water supply everywhere, everywhere. And I'm going to right now alert you to a couple of videos that we've just now uploaded on our site. And one is a talk that Dr. John Coleman did in 1994, and he discusses the 21 goals of the Illuminati in his talk. He wrote the book, The Committee of 300. I have said before, I've never been much of a book reader, because I know many people personally that have been have authored books, and I will be quite honest, they don't understand what they're writing about entirely. Many people will have some very, very important aspects of their books, but then they'll say, go and be assert yourself in your local government. The local governments are corporations. They do not serve you. They've brought in these policies that are destroying my life and your life, called climate action plans and sustainable development plans. If you have not looked up yours yet, then I'm sorry. I think I must be whistling Dixie in the wind, because I've asked everyone on most shows that I've done to please type in the name of your county or your city and look up, type in on the search bar the name and county of your city, followed by sustainable development or climate action plans or energy action plans, and read those plans. You will find out what they're going to do to you. And then you will find out the people in the city that voted for them, their names, their signatures. You will know who they are. Who is doing this? We have to start identifying how this has happened to us. It didn't happen overnight. So I've posted this interview then from Dr. John Coleman, easy for everyone to listen to. It is lengthy, an hour and 43 minutes, but it's worth every word he says. Next most important video that I've posted is the methodology behind controlling our minds, and how we will all be and are already targeted individuals. Now, there are different degrees of targeted individuals, but every single one of you that is listening, you are already targeted. You're already targeted. We're living in a quasi-world of a virtual reality, an illusion. It's not real. It's not real. You don't have secret societies taking your water supply, killing populations because of lack of food, requiring that ranchers eliminate the use of water for watering their produce and their livestock. We're in a virtual reality, in a reality that's been contrived. I also have another video I just uploaded called The Militarized Neuroweapons, and I would highly recommend that you listen to those three posted videos all within the last 24 hours. Then I have a very, very important video that I did when I located the war maps disguised as evacuation maps. If you haven't seen that video, you need to. You need to understand what has happened to you, to everyone that you love and care about. And this does not mean that, again, this is not intended to cause fear. It's intended to have you realize the depth of the takeover that we all face. We're all in it. It's all real. It's all happening. And they're eliminating our water supply. And as you know now, vaccine passports are rolling in. I'm hearing and getting emails from many locations all over the world. We know what's going on in Australia. It is unbelievable, the extended lockdown that these folks are in. The military's been called in. They're beating up protesters, wickedly beating up protesters. And I am showing you what our military, this, I should say, this taken over country that we live in, and what the military is doing to us, you will find out they're using long-range acoustic weapons on us. This is the kind of thing you heard being done in Cuba, where these U.S. Embassy workers were targeted with long-range acoustic weapons, and they have suffered permanent brain damage. Permanent brain damage. And I can tell you, when I discovered these war maps and I found out that the long-range acoustic weapons was part of the evacuation of many locations in our country, I could not believe what I stumbled into. And you need to listen and watch that video on StopTheCrime.net on the Odyssey channel, please. Please share it far and wide. Most importantly, again, I can't emphasize that you get this water information out as far and wide as possible. I also blasted out a very important document. This is probably, besides losing our water supply and our food, the government's gone, and besides on the verge of losing our minds, I think it's important for those of you that still can think to unplug all your wireless devices immediately. Please unplug all your wireless devices immediately. I'm going to read you something that I haven't read for a long time. It's just a paragraph, but I think it will underscore what has happened a long time ago and how much of this horrific reality that we find ourselves living in, how long it's been under creation. And while I'm hunting for that, I just want to say, all of you, please do all you can to harden up and to learn the truth about water and to share the fact that we have to drill for water. But we don't always have to drill for water. Oftentimes, it presents itself in springs and hot and cold springs and in geysers and certainly waterfalls. And you can find it up on mountains where there's quite a bit of rock. You'll see that oftentimes is where some of the creeks down below originate from. So you can search for the water as well. You don't necessarily all have to drill for it, but it's there. Just understand it's real. But I wanted to read you this paragraph. I did a flyer a long time ago called The Countdown in the Decline of Health in America. And one of the aspects of that was in 1996, it was the Telecommunication Act, and it suspended all First Amendment rights to freely discuss health effects from cell tower locations to your city and town meetings. In other words, you could not go to your city and tell them you did not want a cell tower next door on your neighbor's property. And when we come back from this break, I'll finish telling you about this 1996 Telecommunications Act. It's just one of many that demonstrates the degree of the enormity of the takedown and the governance that we face. This is
war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Well, I love Pastor Butch's music, and this is definitely war, and we are definitely on a battlefield. Prior to the break, I was going to go over the 1996 Telecommunication Act, and it suspended the First Amendment rights to freely discuss any health effects from the locations of cell towers in your towns. At any of the city meetings, you could not discuss it. The city corporate structures would never, ever supersede this one law that was buried deep in the landmark bill in Section 704. A Wisconsin senator inserted this little-known clause that prevented local governments from hearing objections or challenges to cell tower placements based on possible health impacts forever. This law has been put in place forever. This is why we cannot stop the proliferation of the killers that are associated with all of the wireless transmissions in our environment. This single law has allowed for the uncontested sightings of hundreds of thousands of cell towers, not only in the United States, but everywhere else forever, ending public dialogue and critical scientific debate on the possible health impacts from microwaves. So by now, many of you know, I've certainly talked and shared, as many already have, about the smart meters, the wireless technology on your homes. I was telling and suggesting that all of you look and see what wireless components you have in your homes. Get rid of them now. find out what side of your homes the cell towers are located and the distance. I know many people have put metal screens, wire screen that you can just get at a builder's supply, maybe still, and covered some of the windows so that the ELF, the extremely low frequencies, can't get through. Be sure you're no longer sleeping on wire box spring mattresses. Women, do not wear wire in your underbras. Earrings, buckles, change in your pocket, all of this with the amped up frequencies are going to irradiate you faster. You will die faster and painfully because people get very sick. All kinds of ailments occur, and then you're all individually treated by your doctors who don't understand microwave radiation and the effects on the body and the frequency. So if there would be another thing besides telling everyone about water, it would be to start eliminating the frequencies from your life as soon as possible. We don't want to make it easy for them to take over our brains, and that is the goal. I just posted a blast out. I'm going to go over that with you right now because this is most definitely war. And the brain is the new secret battleground. Your brains and all brains are brains. And the only place that you would ever hear this information typically being taught or disclosed is in the war colleges and training for special operations. In fact, most people have no idea or clue about brain control and mind control. And many people would label what you're hearing from me telling you right now as conspiracy theory. But you know it's not. Even the word conspiracy theory was created by the CIA so that the truth could be considered wacky or woo-woo, when in fact what is really deadly is the reality that we live in and the reality that they're participating in disguising. So right now, there's a major international war being fought for the human brain. And the human brain is the new battleground. And using the new highly technical and secret brain tech for waging warfare, entire nations are going to be captured, and many are already, the brains. The masses can be adequately mind-controlled without them even being able to know this weapon system exists. And resistance is controlled remotely. Controlled remotely. They can control our brains remotely. So don't give them that opportunity by having the wireless tech around you, and certainly try to be as far out from the densified frequencies in towns and cities as possible. Mind control tech will also create assassinations among the populations, and we've already been seeing that. When you see these lone wolf attacks and assaults and these horrific murders that we're seeing and have been seeing, much of this are sleeper cells or MK-Ultra mind-controlled technologies that are activating assassins among our populations. This is going to be a very common occurrence going forward. You need to be very mindful when you're out and about. Watch carefully around. Be very proactive and be very very smart with how you manage yourself when you're out and about. The goal is to neutralize or remove the human soul and any consciousness that will prevent an elite set of rulers from attaining their goal. And their goal is to take over the world and create a one world, new world, globalist system. Now, we've heard a lot about the Great Reset, and we don't understand the entirety of that reset. And what we're hearing about so much, there's so much more. It's not just only controlling all the resources, which is the plan and what is happening with controlling the economies and the currencies and bringing in sustainable development, they say, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and, of course, concealing weather weapons, which is climate change. But the real agendas are not entirely UN Agenda 2020, 21, 2030, or even 2050. While the UN agendas are secret genocide policies to con the people, while the real agendas and goals is to take over our minds, at least to take over the few minds left after the purge. And we are being purged right now, and we have been for a long time. Massive depopulation. The death cults and cabal rulers are thinning the herd. Of course, that is depopulation, or the herd. But they're also killing the animals and everything else as well. The birds, the bees, the trees, all the sea creatures and animals and plant material everywhere. And this new war involves spraying chemicals in the atmosphere, which is involving with the chemtrails, the ionization and plasmatization of the atmosphere, as a new high-tech radar system that can stop even flying objects like missiles and aircraft, etc., but can also be used and is presently being used to shape public expectations. That is why folks see the sky glow sometimes and see a glow never before noticed. This ionization is done by orbital satellites as well as ground means such as HARP and other ionospheric heaters. Brain warfare uses sophisticated bioweapons and remote psychotronic weapons. Typically, the remote inductive and psychotronic weapons are not being discussed in detail, nor the use of nanobiological weapons, because they are being deployed in current operations, not only inside the United States, but many other nations as well. So many of you have heard about weather weapons. I hope you now understand we're under siege by the militaries with weather weapons. But then we have CERN that is creating portals. And that is an entirely separate conversation. We have Starlink. We have artificial intelligence and digital control of everything. Now, AI, many now, of course, are calling it alien interfacing, AI. It's not just artificial intelligence. So it's important to understand what we really are facing. We have posted on StopTheCrime.net extremely, extremely important video that covers the targeting of individuals and the surveillance and the use of neuroweapons and directed energy weapons. And there's a man by the name of James Giorgiano, who has been called Dr. Evil by many researchers who have followed his career and teachings. And you can see for yourselves the evil that lurks within this brain warfare. And again, this is a current post on StopTheCrime.net so that you can hear him talk about how the use of weapon systems will be used in your brain for your mind. Again, the few minds that are left after most of us are destroyed. So what I'm seeing here in Northern California is a microcosm of what all of you will be seeing if you don't already see much of the reduction of resources in your counties already. But water is the most significant elimination that we're going to see happening now. In fact, again, as I spoke earlier about the Army documents and the different agencies that are involved, I also found a map, and it included the drought priority watersheds and reaches of interest. And it was a map here in Northern California because I've been searching how far they're going to go with the takedown of water. And I'm seeing that they've methodically mapped out the areas, and they're claiming that the Russian River watershed. Now, remember, this is by Bohemian Grove. It's not by chance that they're not starving out the people here and moving people off the land. When you consider the influence of the Illuminati and the Rothschilds and the controllers and the enormity of land that they own in vineyards, the proximity to San Francisco, and again to many of their treasures here in Northern California, because it is truly a beautiful area. By far, it's a beautiful, beautiful area. But as I look at this takedown map, I see maps concerning coho salmon. Well, they've always told us they've been concerned about the coho salmon, which they're killing anyway. because the amount of polymers in the waterways, the plastics, the ability to withdraw the oxygen from the water supply, particularly at river outlets, they've literally destroyed the water. There's zero oxygen. They're dead zones. And coho salmon in particular have to migrate up the rivers from the oceans. But they've killed those accesses, and yet they're telling us, and they have been selling us the disinfo that we've had to restrict our water usage to save the coho salmon. Well, I will tell you, I went to a fish hatchery, and I saw them inserting the microchips in the fish hatcheries, just like many of you have allowed to be put in your pets. This was a horrible, horrible thing, because these are frequency sites. Needless to say, when I saw that happening to these little mini coho salmon, it looked like an X-Acto knife, and they would push this little mini microchip, and I asked them, well, how are you picking up the signals? Well, they've hidden the receivers and transponders along the rivers so they can pick up the coho salmon as they ebb and flow. Well, they don't care about the coho salmon. They don't want areas where we can escape. I've interviewed people that escaped through waterways in Europe during World War II. The only way they could escape some of the countries that they were being murdered in and shot and rounded up and put in camps was oftentimes through creeks, irrigation ditches and the like to get out. Well, in our country, in the United States, our rivers have largely already been censored up. And we, sadly, also, with all the microchips that they've deployed from the microdust in the environment, we're also chipped up. In fact, recently you may have been watching on YouTube a fellow that was vaccinated. I think it was with Pfizer. And he was sitting at a chair watching a big screen television at an establishment, and he was telling people, look what's happening. He'd walk over to the big screen, and there would be a Pfizer announcement popping up just because of the frequency that they've now injected into his body, our bodies. And recently, somebody was walking in my area, just taking a walk by themselves, and they opened up some automatic gates because they had been vaccinated as well. So when you hear about graphene oxide, you hear about the methodologies behind creating, from the inside out, humanoids or cyborgs. That's what's happening. I've interviewed a number of super soldiers, and they've talked about what it's like to be transitioned from the inside out with material that is hanging on the inside of the walls in their apartments and off the fan blades. They can see all of the black goo. They can see all of the filament from the smart dust hanging, and they are permeated with this, just as all of you are. Every single one of you listening, without exception, everywhere, you have Morgellon fibers in your body. All your pets, anything porous, the food, everything has Morgellon fibers. This is a foundational, necessary hookup for what is now being done to us to transform us from where we are now. This is the creation of a new species. Out with the old, in with the new. This is the Great Reset. This is, in fact, the Great Reset. It's eliminating who we are. You can watch the Isle of Dr. Moreau, or it's Dr. Moreau's Island, a couple of old movies back in the late 30s. Watch that and understand what was being shown to you then, back then, and how surgical procedures were done on animals to transition them into becoming human-like, and then how he ultimately controlled them against mass revolt. He had put inserted in their abdomen area different types of chips, and he wore a medallion around his neck, and all he had to do was push the medallion, and he could drop all of the transformed animals to the ground immediately because they were all chipped. That was demonstrating the ability of what will be done to us and what has been being done to us. I have many, many people that I know that have been running for years to try to find a safe space to live in for a few hours to avoid the overhead satellites and the disruption to their bodies that has been created through the technology that's been being formulated on targeting of individuals. This has been going on for decades. Maybe some of you know of people that have been claiming to hear voices in their skull or voices in their head. Many homeless people are homeless because they were heavily targeted. That is the goal, to create the illusion that these people are mentally ill when, in fact, many are targeted and they're living under bushes and blankets. Many have had excellent educations and good jobs, and they've lost everything because they're targeted. I've watched the process happen. I've watched people being absolutely transitioned from a life that we would consider a good life to nothing, to living in their cars and then not being able to afford the gas and getting tickets by trying to park and sleep on the streets, and then getting hauled into jail for sleeping on the streets, and then ending up losing what little they had and their cars impounded, and then having to sleep in tents in the cold and the rain. Now, you can look at all the homeless people, and you can see that this is all part of the program, moving all of us, many of us, out of our homes onto the streets. And there are laws now being put in place that every city now must provide housing for the homeless. Those are now mandates. This is going to heavily tax those of us that have homes. We're looking at massive taxes to pay for things that have been created intentionally. So when you hear of somebody that is hearing voices in their head, or they're talking to themselves as if they're talking to someone else, they probably are. This is what this voice-to-skull and this type of technology has and is been doing to millions of people worldwide for many, many decades. So I leave you with the thought to understand water. Share that far and wide. Unplug from your wireless components in your homes as soon as possible. That would mean wireless thermostats, which your utility companies are now advocating for you to get so that they can remotely increase your temperature during heat events. Prepare for power outages. That's also another plan. If you live near a large river or on a low-lying coastal area, I'm sad to say you might need to consider relocating. I've done many shows on coastline under attack. I found military documents that many of the military operations in low-lying coastal areas are moving to higher ground because of the types of technology to create tidal waves, just like what we saw happen in Japan for Fukushima. They have what is called a blast wave accelerator. I've talked about that on many shows. If you find my video that was taken down from YouTube, again, called Coastlines Under Attack, it should be on my video channel on Odyssey. Find that. Stay away from rivers. Don't think that that's a good water source. It's all raw water, meaning it's highly poisonous and toxic. You've got to get as best you can to filtered water if you cannot get to primary water. And start to harden up, as I said earlier, to be less easy to be killed. Start getting your stored foods now. We know and we can see the cost of foods in the next few months is going to skyrocket with what they're doing here in California to the food supply and the farmers and ranchers. These folks are losing their farms entirely. They're going to be ultimately just left fallow with nothing grown on them at all until the controllers decide to then create the wonderful man-made river project that was blown up by NATO in 2011 in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi, as I've said many times, built this amazing distribution system of primary water. We in the United States and other nations were never set up to have free clean water delivered to us. We were set up to have poisonous water transferred to us through municipal water supplies, through reservoirs that are very toxic and poisonous, with the atmospheric water, which we've been told our water comes from rain and snowmelt. It doesn't. Rain and snowmelt is the evaporation of primary water. Do not be fooled. They want you to drink water to reduce your IQ. One of the amazing aspects of primary water is the Hungarian phenomenon. And you can look that up, Hungarian phenomenon. And you will find the IQs of people in Hungary, along some of the bases of the mountains, that have been drinking primary water, are some of the most intelligent scientists the world has ever produced. We have been absolutely denied the right to the intelligence that we should have. And it's time to reclaim as much as you can of the denied rights to our lives as possible, and for your children, and to learn quickly. Don't be caught in the stupefied maze of confusion. Don't be duped by what you're hearing on mainstream. They're bought out, sold out, and they're doing exactly what is required to be done to keep us substantially mind-controlled and under control, with an apparatus of voting that was fake and never real, just to keep us content, always believing that we could vote our way out of the problems that we saw. If you vote, you're under mind control. If you're thinking about voting, you're under mind control. If you realize that you're under mind control because these systems are not real, then work hard to pull yourself out. Work hard. Understand the truth. That's what, where you will be set free, is through the truth. Through the truth. And what you do with that truth from there is how well your future will be, and potentially those of your children and your grandchildren. And understand the enormity of what we face. It's big. It's huge. And do we make it on the other side? Well, I guess for those of us, we'll try. We'll see where that will take us. But this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, and wanting to leave you with hope, in the sense that you must love the ones you love the most even more. Work hard on that, because right now the level of mind control is such that it's causing more chaos amongst family members. Work hard to mitigate the signs of chaos, then the conflicts that will flare up. This is all part of literally singling us out from the herd. We are social people, and we're being isolated through the COVID lockdowns that we see happening on an intensifying level. And I'll look forward to speaking with you again. There's so much more for me to discuss, and I will, but go to StopTheCrime.net, to our Odyssey channel, follow the videos, and please pass out the information from primarywater.org to all your friends about water as soon as possible. Everyone take care, and Godspeed.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.